You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us. You are tuned in to where God is broadcasting, and that is WGOD. If I had a radio station, that's what I would call the call letters. Because I know the secret, and I share it with you, friends. God is always broadcasting. We're about to get into a story here, and we're looking at 430 years of silence. And that is from the last word spoken in the old, where God says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children back to the fathers." That's the last word spoken in the old. And funny enough, 430 years later, it's the first word spoken in the new as well. That's what we're going to look at. This one opening will serve for all four of these. It's a 45-minute sermon. It's entitled John the Baptist. Great Christmas story here. This is why we see everything going on between the angels and the shepherds and the wise men. Well, down the street from there, there's something else going on. And that is this mysterious man, John the Baptist, even more mysterious, is where he comes from. We're going to look at that. We'll probably get into that on day two. There was a man sent, Parathiu, from alongside of God. Getting too far ahead of myself. That'll be coming up this week. If you'd like a copy of this sermon, write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll be glad to send you a copy. You can go to the Facebook page, search for John the Baptist. You can download it from there. It's free. I'll mail you the disc if you'd like. I thank you for spending 15 minutes with me, studying the word here with me. So, again, this will play for 4 days. Same opening for all four. God bless you all. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Let's get into the word. The person of John, the ministry of John. Okay, ministry of John. Back again. I just read it to you. Malachi 4. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. And Luke 3:3 reveals the ministry. He went in all the region around the Jordan preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley will be filled, every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places will be made straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh will see the salvation of God." So the ministry of John is to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus, who is soon to follow. And let me say that just as involved today as he was in preparing people, he is involved today in using you to prepare people for his second coming. Let me say that right. As much as he used John in preparing people for Jesus' birth, he's using you to prepare people for his return. Your ministry is just as important. You are God's hands and feet here on earth now. He has chosen you, just like John, to use you
in the eternal plan of salvation. How cool is that? Listen to this verse. This is 2 Corinthians 5:20. Paul wrote and said this. He says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us." Just like the United Nations, you know, sitting in the marked seats there. You know, you go into the United Nations, you find all those seats with the little placards there, right? Venezuela, Italy, Germany, Spain, France. And then you come to the one that says Jehovah, and you're sitting in that seat. Not me, as the priest. You, every one of you. You are sitting in the seat marked Jehovah. You are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. God is using you to prepare people for Jesus' second coming. And let me tell you what, this Christmas, he's much more worried about people being ready for his second coming than he was for his birthday. He's coming a second time apart from sin to all them that look for him. Hebrews 9:28. He's much more concerned because once he comes back, my Bible says the door is shut. Many will stand and knock at that door saying, "Lord, Lord, open." And he's going to say, "Depart from me. I never knew you." We don't know when his birthday is. That's not important. Are you ready for his return? That's what's important today. That's the message today. Regardless of any of this stuff, is are you ready for Jesus Christ's return? Is your name in the book? You can change that today if it's not, because you don't know how long he's going to wait. Point number three, the humanity of John. Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. All right, now first off, some time has passed. He's off the mountaintop now. And he's down in the demon-possessed valley, like you are. And he's in jail. Like you could be someday. In jail for defending God's honor or standing up for righteousness. By the way, this very well could land you in jail, might land you in jail today. Did you know it is law in half a dozen states now? It is law if you went to a homosexual or transvestite and if you told them that there was hope for them in Jesus Christ, that is punishable by 1 year in prison. If you go up to a homosexual or transvestite in California, New Jersey, Ohio, and a couple other states, it is punishable of 1 year in jail for telling a homosexual that God loves them and he's got a and there's hope and that you've been deceived. If you tell a homosexual or a man that wears a dress that he's been deceived, you go to jail for that. So imagine that now. Here John is in jail. He told a man, the king there, that he shouldn't have married his brother's wife. So he goes to jail. He's a little down, as I suppose you would if you went to jail for saying something like that. Imagine that. All your hoodlum neighbors are still out here in the street, and you go to jail for trying to tell a man that wears a dress that God loves him and has got hope for him. That's twisted, isn't it? That, by the law, is called the anti-conversion therapy law. Now, when John had heard from prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Wait a minute. Whatever happened to you should be baptized in me, and now you come to me? Whatever happened to behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world? Where's his boldness now? What happened to John? I'll tell you what happened to John. I'll tell you what happened to John. Hear me this morning. What happened to John is that things didn't turn out like he thought that they would. And he got discouraged. Have you ever had that happen to you? Things didn't turn out like he thought. And he got discouraged and he forgot everything that he knew. Don't let that happen to you. Hold on to what you know is true. John, Jesus, for the love of Pete, was John's cousin. What do you mean, are you the coming? Well, you see, when you get discouraged like that, you don't think. And you forget what you know. And that's what happened here. Things didn't turn out like he thought. And don't let that happen to you and discourage you. When sometimes you find out in your life that things didn't turn out like you thought. Maybe your life didn't turn out like you thought. Or something bad happened in your life. Didn't turn out the way that you thought. Let me tell you this. The only way I can answer that is with the Bible. And that's John 8:28. All things work together for good to those that love God. To those that are the called according to his purpose, that's the only answer I can give you, is that God is large and in charge. And number two, he hasn't forgotten. And number three, it's all the same day to him. Might seem like 430 years for you. And if things haven't turned out the way you expected, God is large and in charge. He's got your back and your front and your side, and he's got every hair on your head numbered or in your beard. Don't start counting his hair again. Let me say, personally speaking, some of my greatest victories or new directions in ministry have come about through personal failure in my life. Through turning right when I should have turned left, moving when I should have stood still, or standing still when I should have moved. Some of my greatest victories have come. See, the Bible says a righteous man picks himself up 7 times. And praise God, let me say that God is the one that's picking you up. He's the one carrying you through the sand when there's only one set of footprints. God hasn't forgotten. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't forgotten. Church, God is good, and he will never give up on you. Paul called God the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians. Those were names he had for God. The Father of, the Father of electricity, the Father of basketball, the Father of. Well, what's God the Father of? Mercy. What's God the Father of? Comfort. He is the King at mercy. Glory be to his name today.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth. All the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast.